Welcome back to another episode of Tech Talks Unplugged, where we break down the latest in technology and explore topics that power our digital world. Today, we're diving into a fascinating alternative to Google Play services called Micro-G. Have you ever pondered what happens when your favorite app demands Google Play services, but you're using a different framework or an operating system that doesn't support it? Well, that's where Micro-G steps in. So, let's unravel what Micro-G is all about. Micro-G is a FLOSS framework. Yeah, that's free Libre open source software, designed specifically to allow apps that rely on Google Play services to function on systems where Play services simply isn't available. Imagine that. It's like giving apps a second chance at life on platforms they wouldn't normally survive in. Now, what's really interesting about Micro-G is its community-backed nature. It's not something you typically find in mainstream tech solutions. The project has essentially been built by a community of developers who believe in freedom, both in software and in how we use our devices. The fact that they're actively inviting people to help translate Micro-G speaks volumes about their commitment to inclusivity. You know, it's not just a project, it's a movement. So how does it actually work? Well, Micro-G replicates the functionalities of Google's proprietary services within its own framework, allowing users to enjoy that seamless experience without being tied to Google's ecosystem. This is especially appealing to privacy-focused users and those utilizing custom ROMs or alternative operating systems, like Lineage OS, which might not include Google by default. And here's something to think about. If you're someone who likes tinkering with your tech, Micro-G is a bit like a Swiss Army knife. It's adaptable, open, and fits a variety of situations. What are your thoughts on using alternatives to mainstream tech? Do you think it's empowering or potentially riskier? Before we wrap up, I want to highlight a critical point. Micro-G is licensed under the Apache License version 2.0. This means it's not just about using the software, it's about understanding your rights and responsibilities while using it. They stress that the software is distributed on an as-is basis, with no warranties. This, of course, puts the onus on the user, something to keep in mind if you're venturing into the world of open-source software. So, what's the takeaway from today's chat? Micro-G represents a vibrant and growing ecosystem of alternatives in the tech world. It showcases how users can reclaim their devices and make them more reflective of their needs and values, especially in an age where privacy concerns are at the forefront. As we wrap up, I'd love for you to think about your own tech choices. Are you tied to major ecosystems, or do you explore alternatives? Remember, exploring options like Micro-G could open new doors for your digital experience. Thanks for tuning in to Tech Talks Unplugged today. Until next time, keep exploring. Stay curious, and don't be afraid to challenge the status quo in your tech journey.